It's what we do to wrap up crunch time on a not a one day, not a 3 day, but a Tuesday.
Ooh.
See what I did there? Why don't you go Ricky Henderson and lead off?
I'm going to lead off with a, I don't know, to the selection committee, I ask.
What are you doing?
I guess we'll find out. Maybe it's a sack bunt. The ACC got 9 teams in the field for the tournament. 9. That led to the conference being called the best in America. Frontrunners Duke, Carolina, Louisville got either a 1 or a 2 seed. Duke lost 8 games and was still a 2, while Oregon and UCLA, for instance, had 4 losses, got dropped to a 3. But it was all under the guise that the ACC was the toughest conference in America. How many of those 9 teams are left? 1. North Carolina, Duke, Wake Forest, Louisville, Virginia, Florida State, Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, Miami, gone. Now, crazy things do happen in March, I get it, but people were actually up in arms that Syracuse didn't get in at 19-14 because they had to run through the ACC gauntlet. How about we all come to a consensus? If you have a really good record at the end of the regular season, we can view you as a really good team. If you have a really bad record at the end of the season, you're a really bad team. And if you're in the middle of the road, then we treat you as such. Duke had 8 losses, had no business as a 2. They were tied for 5th in the ACC, which is how we should have treated them. The SEC isn't easily the best conference in football just because it has Alabama. The ACC isn't in basketball just because it has Duke and North Carolina. By the way, Sweet 16, 3 Pac-12, 3 SEC, 3 Big 12, 3 Big East, 2 Big 10, 1 ACC, 1 West Coast Conference. So the ACC is the same as the biggest cookie cutter conference in America. I'm just saying, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Let's start with whoever doles out the pregame warm-up t-shirts at Baylor, who we ask.
What are you doing?
You saw them around the big dance all weekend, fill in the school mentality. Thus, Baylor mentality.
Oy.
Are you freaking kidding me? Now, under this current climate, you had to clean house from the head coach Art Briles, athletic director Ian McCaw, another sleazebag, president Ken Starr, who all allegedly looked away from rape and sexual assault, all in the name of winning football games. But to be that tone deaf and know who you represent and look at that t-shirt and say, good. Not wait. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Upon second thought, this is not the time. Let's come up with something else. But no, that actually, tragically, in some ways, is the Baylor mentality, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the NCAA,
isn't it exhausting?
To the NCAA, I ask.
What are you doing?
Lynn Marshall is the wife of Wichita State coach Greg Marshall. She had herself a day when the Shockers played Kentucky. Apparently, she was drunk, according to a lot of people around her, and was yelling obscenities at players, dropping F-bombs left and right, talking trash about the athletes on Kentucky. So Drew Franklin, who works for Kentucky Radio, decided to videotape some of the action and post it on Twitter. So there, for all to see, was the coach's wife acting a fool. And she noticed it, or someone around her noticed it. So they complained to the NCAA officials who were in the area. Those officials, instead of talking to her about changing her behavior, stood over Franklin and forced him to delete the video from Twitter because they claimed they owned the rights to it. Then, the NCAA's official statement was that she didn't do anything in poor taste and that Franklin was lying. Other than the video evidence and you forcing him to delete that video evidence, according to you, it didn't have anything wrong in it. Another in a long line of well-handled situations by the NCAA. By the way, Lynn Marshall also interrupted her husband during a press conference to complain about fouls, had to be escorted out of the arena by security because she wouldn't stop loudly cursing after the loss. To the NCAA, we ask.
What are you doing?
Video evidence. Alternate reality.
Evidence be damned, right?
We're back.
Wow.
To Marquette University's men's basketball team, I ask.
What are you doing?
Guys, you cost a factory worker in West Virginia $1 million a year for life. You heard about Warren Buffett offering that to any employee who turned in a perfect bracket through the Sweet 16? He missed one game. Well, he was the best among the more than 96,000 employees of Berkshire Hathaway, so it's not a total tragedy. He did get $100,000, which is kind of awesome, but $1 million a year for the rest of your life. Ouch. But I'll tell you what, at least he didn't get tortured. Marquette got killed by 20. Little something to hang your hat on, plus 100 grand, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Brazilian soccer club Boa Esporte, I ask.
What are you doing?
This is nuts, and it gets a little graphic, so heads up if you're with your kids. Okay, so goalkeeper Bruno Fernandes just got released from prison. Served 7 years of what was originally a 22-year sentence for assault, torture, and murder. His then-girlfriend in 2010 sued Bruno for child support just as Bruno was set to move to Milan for a transfer. He apparently feared the suit could hinder the transfer, so he got some friends together. They kidnapped and tortured her and eventually murdered her, then fed her to his dogs. He admitted to this in court. These are all facts supported by the case. He just got released on habeas corpus after just 7 years, which is in and of itself insane. But Boa Esporte just signed him to a soccer contract. 7 years in jail for murdering a woman and feeding her body to dogs, and they signed him to a contract to play soccer. Needless to say, they have lost sponsors and fans because of this. I don't really know if there's anything else I have to add to this. That it's, wow.
What are you doing?
The scary part is, not all fans, from what I've read.
Wow.
All right, stay with me on this, but to President Trump, I ask.
What are you doing?
Easy. He claims no one has signed Colin Kaepernick because they fear his wrath on Twitter. Now, that's deluded and egomaniacal even for Donnie Football. Forget that owners have taken on some of the scum of the earth in the name of winning, or that Cap was not even healthy to start last year, and since that magical run in 2012, defenses have kind of figured him out a bit and he may never reach those heights again, or that he's won two of his last 16 starts. And President Trump, are you also the reason nobody signed Jay Cutler and RG3? And oh, by the way, it's March 21st. Chances are really high that not only Kaepernick, but Griffin III and Cutler will be on an NFL roster by the time camp breaks in July. But the 32 owners are checking your Twitter feed for depth chart advice. Talk about alternative facts. As we ask.
What are you doing?
So he's essentially bragging that he's keeping a guy in the private sector from getting a job for trying to protect his free speech rights.
Right.
As the president, he's bragging about using Twitter to keep a guy from getting a job.
What's the part in
that ceremony
they have every 4 years where you put your hand on the Bible and uphold, what's that piece of paper from 1789?
It's kind of a big deal.
It's AC, American Constitution.
That was it. That's it.
I'm sorry. MIBID, my bad.